1320 WILS. It is Friday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. It is incredibly hot today once again. The Republican National Convention is, of course, over, and the only Michigander to speak on the stage was our own Attorney General Bill Schuette. One of the topics he discussed was Flint, saying that the city, quote, is poisoned by lead. Let's talk to a man that knows this firsthand, Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint. Sheldon, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, the first of all, how's it going in Flint? It's been a while since we've spoken. Are there any changes at this point?
Well, right now, you know, we're in the latter part of the second extension of the emergency. At the very beginning, people were drinking bottled water, bathing with bottled water, and cooking with bottled water. Very little has changed since that time. People are still drinking bottled water. Some are still bathing with bottled water. And people are still cooking with bottled water. So the reality for the residents inside the city of Flint has changed very little.
Are people getting help financially to pay for all this bottled water?
Yes, that is a part of the relief effort, the recovery effort. You know, the governor and the legislators alike, you know, put together a relief package in excess of $200 million to provide the relief effort for the recovery of the residents inside the city of Flint. That was passed, and it was signed by the governor, and those monies are being delivered to different areas right now for the recovery effort. And how the recovery effort is to go is still in the early stages, but we're optimistic in thinking that our help is going to be here very shortly.
Attorney General Bill Schuette at the RNC, he said that pregnant women and mothers of newborns are not able to bathe or drink the water, but he said, quote, "That's not right. I will make it right." He's already, he's charged two state regulators and he's suing two water engineering firms. What do you think of the job he's doing?
Well, you know, it was my office that originally requested the investigation by the Attorney General's office, in which he has now engaged in. A good portion of the recovery dollars, approximately about $3 million, has been allocated to that investigation with that money that was let from the legislator and the governor's office as it relates to our state budget. we're hopeful that people will be held accountable for what has happened, but that doesn't change the reality for the residents. I'm focused more on the recovery portion versus the redemption of actually holding those liable. But
are you satisfied though with his approach to the investigation so far?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very satisfied. I think he has put together a good team. A very tenacious team. I'm very happy with that aspect of it, bringing those culpable agents to justice so that this never revisited to any other community inside the great state of Michigan. However, you know, recovery is very important for the residents inside the city of Flint, my family included. Mm-hmm. And so though justice is being pursued, yeah. You know, we still have to look at the recovery and long-term effects of this tragedy.
Right. Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint, lives there, of course. And are you able to shower in your home at this point? Or?
Yes, you know, we're able to shower in my home through the operations of some filtration systems, shower filters, much like other families. We're looking at providing the highest level of safety for our families and our loved ones as we can. And right now, what we have is filtration systems that help us.
So, how well would you say the filters work in your view?
Well, they help with this. You know, we have a crisis in confidence. You know, it helps with the psychological component of it. You know, the EPA and other entities, the DEQ, are saying that water is safe on some level here to resume normal operations, but my psyche tells me otherwise. I'm not 100% confident that, you know, that the water is safe.
So, like, when you take a shower in the water, do you ever, I don't know, feel like your skin is itching or have these kinds of symptoms? Or?
Well, not beyond the fact that, if you know, a little lotion won't cure that problem, but I just, you know, long-term health effects is what's scaring me, and especially for those vulnerable individuals, you know, children under the age of 6 years of age, okay. Pregnant mothers, newborns, and the people with health impediments.
Right, they're the most vulnerable. But the water itself, once you have it run through the filters, does it smell or have any irregularity to it?
in my home, I can only speak from my home that I reside in. I have not experienced a lot of discoloration in the water, but a lot of my constituents in the city of Flint have, you know, to great degrees, and it depends on the sector of the city and what type of service lines that you have feeding the water into your residence.
But are they not using filters also, or?
No, everybody's using filters. Well, part of the recovery portion of what has been administered, you know, from the federal government to the state government and all philanthropic entities, was forced to have all filtration systems placed in every residential home inside the city for water for the drinking.
You're saying some are discolored even once they run through the filters, or?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that that in the beginning, that was one of the major complaints and one of the major signs that we had some failure in our drinking water sources on the onset of this crisis. That was one of the major complaints, was the discoloration of water, smell, taste, and other things.
Right, originally. Right, but now, as of right now, it sounds like with the filters in place, folks can at least bathe in the water at home, right?
Well, in some places, you know, I can't speak to a definite, and I would never speak to a definite. I don't want to give people a false sense of security by speaking to something that's out of my scope of expertise. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to make sure that we lean to those individuals that has that scope of expertise to provide us a good direction about the health and welfare of this community. You know, as a state representative, I know that a new MDEQ director has been installed. I have yet to have an audience with that individual or to meet that individual. And I've learned about the installation of this individual via the news media, such as your show and different places. Mm-hmm. But I would think that, you know, everybody needs to be on the same page. And I would hope at some point, I'm not for sure about my colleagues from my delegation inside of the city of Flint and Genesee County, which I represent, that somebody would have the opportunity to meet with this individual.
You want to meet with the new head of the MDEQ. Tell me this, though, Sheldon, the morale in Flint, how would you describe how city residents are feeling today?
Oh, well, this community is very bruised and battered, to say the very least. It's a crisis of confidence about the water sources, a crisis of confidence about the people who had this problem happen under their particular watch. Mm-hmm. And so the morale is low, but it's getting better through communications, teamwork. And that's what I talk about. You know, the head of the MDEQ now should be reaching out to communities such as Flint and the leaders there of the community to have some type of dialogue. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity, wherever it prevails itself, to meet with the new director. And I was a little disappointed that this happened, and I had to learn about it through different channels, much like
through the news media. Tell me this, the governor himself, how present has he been in Flint, would you say, over the last several months?
Well, he's been very visible inside the city of Flint. He's been very visible in many different aspects. You know, one, when the president arrived here to this community to address the community about this particular crisis, he's been here. He's been periodically here. Mm-hmm. You know, every other week there have been governor sightings, if you like. And I'm sure he's been here more than that. So I'm not disappointed about the level of activity that he has been participating in inside the city.
Do you think he's doing everything he can now to fix the problems of Flint?
Well, you know, he has definitely made an effort, to make sure that this problem resolves, is resolved in a great fashion.
Because Flint got, well over $100 million in this new budget, right?
Yes, they did. Actually, how those dollars are going to be implemented to the recovery effort is a bigger question now. The money has been released in excess of $200 million for recovery efforts, and how that money is going to be executed upon for the relief and recovery effort. The residents is still to be determined how the execution
how they're
gonna
actually
going to be done.
Use it. One last thing, by the way, Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint, his family lives in the city of Flint, dealing with the water crisis still to this day. We're likely to hear about Flint next week at the Democratic National Convention. Bill Schuette said during the RNC this week that he thinks it's wrong For some people to view Flint as a chessboard and, quote, people trying to gain political advantage and view the families as of Flint as pawns. He's warning about what's going to happen at the DNC next week. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, we move to the Residents Society of the City of Flint moves to what I call an exploited class. You know, people are going to be using this for their own monetary benefit as it relates to contracts and other things, trying to gain, monetary wealth beyond this crisis. Political exploitation is going to be there. Mm-hmm. But we have to be very wary of those that would exploit this crisis.
Do you envision that potentially happening at the Democratic National Convention?
Well, not just only at the Democratic National Convention, anyone. I mean, it could be on every level of government and every level of philanthropic organization, every level of business. I mean, it has the potential to be very bad, but those of us of like thinking, and I stand ready, willing, and able to stand with those individuals that really wants to see this community recover and these families recover from this tragedy. I still live here in this community with my wife and my children. My mother lives here in this community, and we are impacted by this. And so we have thousands of people that's very much willing to really roll up their sleeves to find a workable solution for these families.
So what we're left with, from what you described, filters and bottled water, how long is that going to be the case, do you think?
Well, you know, it's definitely not a sustainable remedy for this particular problem. They have just announced they're going to be working and releasing dollars for infrastructure repair. Mm-hmm. Inside the city. And so, you know, some infrastructure repair along with other remedies will provide the recipe for success for this community.
Are city residents ready for maybe 2 to 5 years of filters and bottled water?
No one can withstand that type of level. But I think Flint could be much like the lighthouse for many other communities with aging infrastructures and could approach this type of problem in their community to figure out what is a winnable and workable solution for aging, older infrastructure.
But wait, are you saying you think the infrastructure issue will be resolved shorter than in a year or two?
I'm hopeful that we will engage in a plan that a workable plan starting now through a 5-year period that systematically will go through and repair portions of the city until to its completion. The completion date could be 3 to 5 years away, but the start should begin now, and then making our community healthier every day as it relates to our infrastructure.
Okay. Well, I need to ask you one last thing. The lines to your house, do they need to be replaced also?
My home was not one of the homes that was tested for a lead service line.
So do you not know if it is, or do you know that it's safe?
I do not know if I have a lead service line. But I know the mapping was created through many different entities, and I think they said it was not 100% of the city homes has lead
service
lines.
Have these lines. So have you tested your filtered water to see if it's safe to drink?
Yeah, we've had periodic testing in early portions of our testing of my water personally. Yeah. It had higher levels than it was accepted by regulation. But since then, you know, other tests came back and it was more than acceptable levels. But we have to understand that really no lead is good for human consumption.
No question. And it's a national issue. But you're saying even with the last test, you will not drink your own filtered water.
Yeah, and it becomes more, psychology behind this. You know, it becomes, in my thinking, is not much different than the regular residents around here. Mm-hmm. It's just about the trust factor. You know, do we really trust the water? You know, do we really believe that it's safe? And no one wants to put themselves or their families in harm's way if they can do something different. I'll be drinking bottled water for a very, very long time. And using the tap water for other things.
Although I should know, President Obama, he did drink filtered Flint water, right?
I'm unsure we saw him drink water. I can't speak to where the water came from.
Okay, but he claimed at the time when he drank it, he said, this is Flint water that's been filtered, I believe. And even the governor's been doing that. Am I right to say that?
Well, then again, I would think that you probably have to ask them. I was there present at the president's visit. I can't recall him saying that it was filtered Flint water. I think he requested a glass of water and received a glass of water.
What do you think? Do you think it was bottled water that they put in a glass?
I have no real understanding of where that water came from. I don't want to speak to that.
Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint, that is the latest from the city. Folks still drinking bottled water, and it is the middle of summer now. Sheldon, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
There's more to come. We'll be right back right here on 1320 WILS.